MTN is facing mounting legal challenges because of its links to Iran. We speak to U.S. Attorney Nicholas Reddick. Welcome, Nicholas.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be on.
Please tell us about the cases you are involved in.
Yeah, so my firm, Wilkie Farr & Gallagher, has partnered with Sparacino on a number of cases that are filed in various courts in the United States, including in the Washington, D.C., the Eastern District of New York. And they are lawsuits on behalf of veterans and family members who lost their loved ones in Iraq and Afghanistan during the wars. And the allegations are against MTN, and the complaints are long. You know, they're a couple hundred pages each, but it essentially boils down to allegations that MTN knowingly partnered with an Iranian joint venture called Irancell that had ties that were known by MTN to Iran's IRGC and terrorist supporting networks. And it essentially boils down to Iran used MTN to get money to fund terrorists that killed my clients, that they used MTN to source American telecoms equipment in violation of U.S. sanctions, and that also allegedly MTN provided bribes to Iranian officials that they knew had ties to terrorist activities in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, these are at an early stage in the litigation. Right now, these are allegations. We believe that they're well-founded, but that they are allegations. And we are working our way through the U.S. court system. We had a victory several months ago in one of the cases where the court denied MTN's motion to dismiss the case and called our allegations a paradigmatic example of support for terrorism in violation of the Anti-Terrorism Act. So we're, again, pushing forward. We can't predict the outcome, but those are the cases. There's five of them that we filed in various districts, and we are looking forward to justice.
What provision in the Anti-Terrorism Act makes these legal challenges possible now?
Sure. So Congress amended the Anti-Terrorism Act to expand liability for entities that can be linked to terrorism. And so primarily our allegations are that MTN was knowingly aiding and abetting terrorist activities. So essentially, according to our legal theory, MTN would be liable if they are providing some form of material support, knowing that that support could be used to fund terrorism that injured or killed our clients.
What compensation would these families be looking at?
So we, on behalf of our veteran clients, so individuals who were serving their country in Iraq and Afghanistan and were injured by terrorists there, the claims are for pain and suffering, right? So, you know, many of our clients lost limbs, were blinded by the attacks, suffered severe head trauma that have lifelong impacts. So we will prove in court their damages and ask that the court require and the jury require MTN to compensate those veterans for the injuries they sustained. Also, a majority of our clients are family members of service members who were killed. And in the American court system, there is a ability to obtain compensation for intentional infliction of emotional distress, which essentially is the allegation that Iran funded these terrorist groups with help from MTN, knowing that that money would be used to attack American service members, and also knowing that when an American service member is killed or blown up, that that has a rippling effect back home with their family. And so there have been a number of courts that have sustained these types of damages, You know, it's anywhere from 500,000 to several million per plaintiff, depending on, again, the evidence that's presented. But those are the claims, essentially, that MTN, through Iran and the terrorist groups they were partnering with, caused our clients severe pain and suffering.
How many clients do you have, if I may ask?
We have, so in the lawsuits involving MTN, it's more than 500 American families, with, and each family may have several members. So it's quite a significant amount. It is somewhat unique in the American justice system in that these are not brought as class actions. So we represent individual plaintiffs and we'll be presenting evidence for each one of our families.
Good heavens. Are you expecting more to come forward?
You know, I don't know. We certainly hope so. You know, there are many more family members who were injured by terrorists that were funded by Iran and allegedly MTN. Hard to know.
So what are the next legal steps that you foresee from your side?
Sure. So in the case where the court has dismissed MTN's motion to dismiss, or sorry, denied MTN's motion to dismiss our claims, we are looking forward to getting into discovery. And so that would allow us, you know, right now we have made allegations in a complaint that we believe are well-founded and are supported by documentary evidence that's been brought forward, for example, by several whistleblowers that have come out and provided information to the public about MTN's alleged wrongdoing. But we would like to get discovery from MTN directly. You know, we believe that they may have documents that establish and prove our allegations. And so we are looking forward to getting into discovery. In the other cases, we are still litigating the motions to dismiss. So MTN in each case either has or will be filing a motion to dismiss. And, you know, that process can take several months to work its way through the system and potentially more if there are appeals. So each of the other four cases we're currently litigating or will be litigating a motion to dismiss.
If I might ask, did any of your whistleblowers come out of MTN itself?
Yes, there have been former employees or officials at MTN that have come forward and provided evidence that we believe establishes our allegations that MTN was knowingly supporting terrorism in Iraq and Afghanistan.
When you say knowingly, would that have been as high as board level?
That's what we allege in our complaints. And again, I think we're looking forward to getting more discovery. Obviously, that type of knowledge wouldn't be something that the company would want to be known publicly. And so, you know, we believe we've obtained evidence and have, again, well-founded allegations that everyone at the highest levels of MTN knew what was going on. And we look forward to proving that through discovery and eventually at trial.
Has our president's, Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa's name come up?
Yes, so he does appear in our complaints. You know, he was heavily involved in the leadership at MTN for a time. Outside of that involvement in MTN, you know, again, we look forward to getting discovery and being able to prove the extent to which anyone at MTN was involved and knew about the support that was being funneled to terrorists.
What can you tell us about the U.S. government's grand jury investigation into MTN?
I'm a former prosecutor, so I was at the Department of Justice for several years. And, you know, typically when the department opens a grand jury investigation, it's because they believe they have well-founded evidence of wrongdoing. You know, the legal standard is probable cause. And so, you know, the fact that the U.S. government has impaneled a grand jury means that they believe there is probable cause that MTN or individuals at MTN may have violated certain criminal statutes in the United States. So we're encouraged that the U.S. government is taking this seriously. We look forward to, you know, any evidence that comes out as a result. We would encourage anyone with information that might be relevant to MTN's criminal liability to contact the U.S. government. And, you know, outside of that, it's hard to predict. Grand juries can take weeks or months to come to a conclusion about whether criminal charges are warranted. They happen in secret. So we don't know, we may never know the exact details of what's presented to the grand jury, but it is, I think, a strong signal that the U.S. government at least believes at a minimum there's some well-founded evidence of MTN's wrongdoing.
Thank you. That was Attorney Nicholas Reddick speaking to Biz News about the mounting legal challenges being faced by MTN over its relationship with Iran. Thank you, Nicholas.
Thank you.
And I'm Christine.